We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game. Come on!
Well, if you were at the game last night, then you are one lucky son of a bee, because you are at the best game of the season. With the situation that we've been going through right now as Giants fans over here in San Francisco, with the trade deadline looming 2 weeks away, and all this winning that they've been doing, especially in this month of July from toward the end of June, seeing that game last night, knowing that it was possibly Madison Bumgarner's final start in San Francisco, knowing that Noah Syndergaard as well could be traded. Both teams were playing for those pitchers, and man, did they put on a hell of a show. Wow, if you were at the game last night, 888-957-9570, text line 95795, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Real quick, I'll go to the text line, and I got one 2 minutes ago. In the next hour, can we talk about the Patriots? They did win the last Super Bowl. Is Gronk really retired? Is Brady going to do it again? Hell no, we are not going to talk about the Patriots. Sorry, but 925. We had something a little more important going on. And wow, that's really all I could say about that. That's all I could think. The game lasted 16 innings. Now, I'm going to play a couple of highlights for you, but this is one that reminded me of that 2010, 2012, 2014, but mainly the 2010 Giants, where it was just torture. And Will Smith, the closer, who could also possibly be traded along with every one of these relievers here on the, in San Francisco, this is the one which really reminded me of that team.
Got him! Unbelievable. Smith strikes out the side. Bottom of the 10th is coming up. It's 1-1.
Now, Bumgarner goes in for 9 innings, only gives up 5 hits, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts. He was on fire, only pitched 94 pitches. And you were wondering whether Madison Bumgarner was going to come in the 10th. You really did. This is the same type of thing that happened in the wild card game against the Mets in 2016. You were wondering if he was going to come in the 10th. And then you went to the dugout. Then Bochy was trying to dap him up, and you could tell he just kind of flicked his glove at him and didn't really give him a full-on high five because he knew Bochy wasn't going to bring him in the 10th. And Bochy said after the game that Bumgarner's still kind of mad at him about that. So that's understandable, and that's just who Bumgarner is. But, man, this, and you know what? I'm just going to play this little short clip here.
I don't give a
That's Madison Bumgarner in a nutshell. That's Madison Bumgarner in a nutshell. But this game, it was just back and forth in extra innings. It was a pitcher's duel to start out, and then it became a reliever's duel in the end, and there wasn't really much action going on. And then Pete Alonso comes in and hits a shot in the top of the 16th, and that guy has so much power. Pay attention to Pete Alonso, people, if you haven't heard of Pete Alonso. Is it Pete or Peter? I haven't known since the beginning of the season. I was calling him Pete from the start whenever he was going on this little power surge to start out with all these other rookies, and then we get to the home run derby and everyone's calling him Peter. I like Pete, though. But he absolutely crushed that ball, and then in the bottom of the 16th, when you think all hope is lost and it's just going to be a 2-1 attitude-depleting loss, Brandon Crawford comes in and ties the game.
And another 3-2 pitch. Driven to left. Hit well. It is off the bottom of the wall. This game terrific at bat.
And it all started with Alex Dickerson, who started off with a double. And that guy's been one of the better players for the Giants so far. And then it's Brandon Crawford comes in, ties the game up. And then Kevin Pillar comes in, gets the single. Brandon Crawford goes to third. Austin Slater was hit by a pitch before that. Then bring up Donovan Solano. And I'm going to play this entire clip for you. It's about a minute long, and it's going to explain what exactly happened. If you missed it, they brought in the left fielder, J.D. Davis, to put five infielders in just so nothing could get past him. And Donovan Solano managed to still hit it and find a hole somewhere.
Well, the Mets are going to pull in an outfielder. It's going to be J.D. Davis who's going to play at the second base position. McNeil will move over towards the shortstop position. Rosario will play in the hole. And Solano is going to step up. Base hit! And this game is over! And they just keep on doing it. That shot right under the glove of Alonso. And the Mets score one in the 16th, and the Giants score two.
So a lot of grinding at bats, a lot of great defense. This has been a great baseball game. And in the end, it was Donovan Solano who has been hot, and he takes that hot streak into a money at bat, and he delivers, and Alonso cannot get the glove on it, and the Giants go home a winner.
And the Giants go home a winner. This is making the trade deadline like the toughest thing ever. My mind is racing every single game, especially this one. Because Bumgarner comes in, goes full nine innings, five hits, and you're like, all right, wow, this guy's value is at an all-time high. Then Will Smith comes in when the game is tied. You're also wondering, why are they bringing in Will Smith? It's not exactly a save opportunity, but he is their best pitcher going right now, and maybe they wanted to bring him in to really showcase what he can do, and he gives up two hits to start out the inning, and then just comes back, gets runners on second and third, walks a batter for the intentional walk. I forgot which batter it was. Then he loads the bases, and then he strikes out the next three. Oh, man. And the one thing that really reminded me of the Giants, especially, I said that earlier, this reminded me of the tortured Giants because of that Will Smith inning. But also, beforehand, there was an energy. You could feel it when you're watching it through the TV. I wish I was at the game. Chilton Autobody text line, 95795. I'd really love it if you could text me and tell me what it was like at the game. But the energy it just felt like something was there. They knew that it was going to be Madison Bumgarner's possible last start. They didn't know what was going to happen. And then especially in that last at-bat that he had, you had no idea whether that would be his last at-bat or when he was walking off into the dugout after the ninth inning. You didn't know whether that was going to be the last time he was going to be on the mound. And from the 925 on the Chilton Autobody text line, you just crack yourself up, don't you? No, just the thought of what this team is doing cracks me up. And also, yeah, I do crack myself up sometimes, but not with this specific thing. That's more for different other jokes. That's a whole different situation, 925. And if you don't crack yourself up, then how you living, man? You got to make yourself laugh. If you're not making anyone else laugh, you got to make yourself laugh. That's really my rule. That's my rule. But it's something we really are just not used to. I'm not used to it. I haven't felt this sort of excitement since 2010, 2012, 2014, and 2016. Also, when they went to the wild card and Connor Gillespie hit that home run. They played that replay on NBC Sports Bay Area, and it put me back to good times. But Madison Bumgarner spoke after the game, and this is the clip that really went viral among the San Francisco Giants community. And he talked about the trade rumors when a reporter had the cojones to ask him about it. Good on that reporter.
Are you less worried, less conscious about a trade, given the way the team's playing?
I don't give a. Well, I'm here to win games for this team, and that's what we're doing. Yeah. Mets. And that being said, the trade stuff, I mean, at any point tonight, do you take a step back that this is your final homestand?
No, I'm trying to win games for the Giants, and we're trying to get into the postseason.
That's the sort of attitude that Madison Bumgarner's had the entire time he's been here, and that's why Giants fans are so drawn to him. And that's why they really, even last week, they're still saying they don't want to trade Bumgarner. They want to extend him. And Tim Flannery came out yesterday, and NBC Sports Bay Area asked him about the trade rumors, and he said that they owe it to Bumgarner to trade him. It's either you got to give him an extension now or you owe it to trade him, because if you leave him until free agency, then the whole qualifying offer comes into play, the compensation pick. And we saw what happened with free agency with Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. You don't want him getting an offer he doesn't want to take, and then you just leave him being a free agent until, you know, the season actually starts. You don't want to do that. So it's a fine line, man. It's a fine line. And also from the 925, can we talk about John Dickinson and the greatest Bay Area sports moment? Yeah, that dude, I recommend going to 957thegame.com. Go to our Twitter page. John Dickinson remembered every single Warrior regular season game, and it was phenomenal. I highly recommend you check that out. But Bumgarner continued, and he talked about whether any teams want to face them in the playoffs right now.
You know, we got a lot of veterans, a lot of guys that's been there before. If we manage to keep this going and sneak in, I don't think anybody's going to want to match up against us.
I really don't think anyone wants to right now because of the energy of this team. Although, you got to give credit to the Mets, too. Because the Mets, they stuck with that for 16 innings, and they were really the Giants and the Mets. I mean, whether the Mets they're a little farther lower on the leaderboard for sure, on the scoreboard, on the standings. But as far as just like the situation they're in where their guys, their ace could be gone and they could be their last start, they were playing for their ace. And the Giants, though, they also had on top of that playing more for Bruce Bochy. As I continue to repeat that, if you've been tuning into yesterday's show, I've been beating that into the ground. And I've been actually doing that for the last 2 days. But as far as you can see, it's just win for Boch. And then Bumgarner goes out there, throws 9 innings. They did not want to lose that game. They did not want to lose that game. Could you imagine the feeling if they'd have lost that after Bumgarner put out an outing like that? Man. And also, the A's ended up losing 6-3. And that just kind of, I'm not going to say it validated the point, but it also says, like, they need to win the West. That's what I'm saying. They don't want to go in a one-game wild card against these guys in the American League because you don't want to risk that. And someone told me yesterday that Mike Fiers could possibly be the starter for the wild card game. Well, look what happened yesterday. And it wasn't even Mike Fiers' fault. But still, there's just certain things, man. There's certain things. And that's why I say they got to go for the West if they're really going to try and go for the playoffs. They got to go for the West. All right. I'm going to continue to talk about the Giants, though, on the other side, because there was another take that came out here from Jim Bowden talking about whether the Giants should stand pat, buy, or sell Madison Bumgarner and where they're at now. Because I think as far as not only are Giants fans confused as to what they're going to do, but these insiders are having trouble because they all said the Giants are sellers, the Giants are sellers, the Giants are sellers, and most are standing pat, including me. But I think that game by game, they're starting to realize, wait a second, maybe they got something here in a National League that is depleted right now, and the Giants are surging. So we'll talk about that next. Stephen Langford in with you, 95.7 The Game.
Six-time Pro Bowler.
Well, it's all or nothing now. 8 seconds to go.
Hall of Famer.
Young almost falls down. Throws to the end zone.
And 95.7 The Game, NFL Insider. Joins Jolo and Dibs this morning at 8:30.
He caught it!
Only on 95.7. The Game.
Now,
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagadakis.
The pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. Stephen Langford in with you, 95.7 The Game on the pregame show at 5:19 in the morning. And if you're wondering where Anna Kagarakis is, she will be back next week. Just had to take the day off, or wake off, rather. And Anna works real hard. She's been working here for, man, she's been doing the mornings forever. It's been for like the last 5 years. Hardest working people at 95.7 The Game. Wow. All right, I've tried to calm down a little bit. Try to calm down. Because last night just reminded me so much of what made the Bay Area kind of fall in love with what the Giants were doing, or at least respect with what the Giants were doing if you're not a Giants fan. And this play right here from Will Smith is really what did it for me.
Got him! Unbelievable. Smith strikes out the side. Bottom of the 10th is coming up. It's 1-1.
Shout out NBC Sports Bay Area for the audio. Yeah, that's one moment. I know it may not seem like a big deal just because the game lasted 16 innings and you almost had two full games, but the fact that that happened in the top of the ninth, and then he just let the first two batters go and get a hit. Runners on second and third. Had to walk the bases intentionally. And then he came back and he struck out the rest. He struck out one and then, yeah. It just all happened. It's torture was what that was. And then it just the energy from the crowd. It was what really reminded me of those old teams back in the day. And that's what made you feel like they are different from what we've seen for the past couple of years. And we've had just this prevailing thought about the Giants because they really have not been good. And obviously they haven't been good. And they were only projected to win 74 games this season. That's why no one expected this run. And I think just the fact that it's so unexpected, we're straying away from the fact that, hey, maybe we've been straying away from the fact that, hey, maybe this team can actually win some games. And now they're proving it. But there's a report that came out from Jim Bowden, and I think everyone's mind has just been spinning when it comes to the whole trade deadline talk, just spinning. And Jim Bowden came out and he kind of gave a different take. Now, each insider, any analyst, expert, whatever you want to call them, they're coming in, they're saying the Giants will be sellers. They're still going to sell no matter what this streak is. Then Jim Bowden of The Athletic comes in and he says, if the Giants do trade any of their four best trade assets, which is at this point probably Madison Bumgarner, Will Smith, Tony Watson, and Sam Dyson, starter and three relievers, they'll do so only because the return was so significant and their future so much brighter that they felt they had to make the deals. In other words, don't expect the Giants to be just sellers as everyone had been assuming. This I find interesting and it gives me a little more hope because I do think that the Giants are still going to be sellers regardless of all this. Because I think they want to build for their future. And Tim Flannery put it into words yesterday from NBC Sports Bay Area, and he said that they owe it to Bumgarner to either trade him or give him an extension right now. You don't want to let him go as a free agent. You don't want to just do nothing because he would have to get a qualifying offer, and the qualifying offer wouldn't be enough, and then he'd be just in a purgatory, kind of like Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell were going into this season. And they don't owe Bumgarner that, not after what he's done. So it's either an extension or you got to trade. And those are really the two options right now if they really want to respect what he's done. And reading that from Jim Bowden, though, you didn't think at the start of the season that they were going to get much for him. And now you're hearing that Farhan, especially after what happened last night when Bumgarner goes 9 innings, you see Will Smith do what he did. They're not going to just go lightly with this. They are going to get something in return, and they're going to get a haul if a team agrees to it. And I still think it's the Braves because I feel like the Braves are watching that and feel like we need that in the division series. Put that along with Keuchel, and I feel like the Braves might think they have something. From the 925 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, feel free to reach out. 95795, 888-957-9570. This isn't the team they started the season with. Farhan has made good additions. Absolutely. It's amazing when you look at the opening day roster and you think what this outfield has become when they had Connor Joe and Gerardo Parr out there, who ended up getting optioned to AAA. But the reason you're still thinking about these assets, though, is because Yastrzemski is still 28 years old, Dickerson is still 29, and Kevin Pillar is 30. You don't really want to go into the future for the next couple of years just with all those guys. You want to ride them out for this season for sure, but you also want to make sure you get some sort of haul with outfielders included and infielders as well. But Brandon Crawford seems to be doing pretty damn well. Joe Panic, eh. But yeah, you're right. This isn't the team they started out with. And when Bumgarner was asked about the trade deadline, and again, I'm going to give so much props to this reporter who has the guts to ask him about this. But here is Madison Bumgarner's response to the trade rumors.
Are you less worried, less conscious about a trade given the way the team's playing?
I don't give a Well, I'm here to win games for this team, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Madison, that being said, the trade stuff, I mean, at any point tonight, do you take a step back that this is your final homestand, that this, you know, what that moment was like?
No, I'm trying to win games for the Giants, and we're trying to get into the postseason.
From the 925, Gerardo Parr was traded to the Nationals, not optioned. He was optioned first, then went to the Nationals. So there's a little bit of what I'm saying, right? Yeah. It's okay. I know you want to prove me wrong and everything, but he did get optioned at one point. He did. That's why they traded him. From the 650 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, office owes players loyalty regardless of performance. Trade him now. Yeah, the reason why we've chastised these contracts that they've given out to guys like Brandon Belt, to guys like to Johnny Cueto, and Jeff Samardzija even, they're giving out these big contracts to guys for what they have done and not what they can do in the future. And now maybe Madison Bumgarner could have a good future and you extend him. If you think that, then okay. But also, you got to try and really, you got to build for the future. You just have to, I think. And the reason we love Bumgarner so much, though, is because he's had this attitude the entire time that he's been here. When anyone calls him out for being a type of guy that has no fun and doesn't let bat flips or guys pimp home runs, you know what Bumgarner says to that?
I don't give a
That's why we love him. Do you think that he was mad when Max Muncy told him, oh, to go get it out of the ocean?
I don't give a
Although that was pretty funny on Max Muncy's part. But Bumgarner still stuck true to himself. And he's just him being him. And that's who he is. And regardless of which team he goes to, though, I think that he's going to give it 110%. He understands it's a business. Madison Bumgarner is a grown man. And I think him and Farhan, if they do end up trading him, would sit down. And I think he'd understand. And also he'd be on a team that has a legit chance at the playoffs. Because as much fun as this run is, you don't know what's going to happen in 2 months' time. Because the National League is really, they're not doing too well when the Giants just happen to be one of the better teams in baseball. From the 650 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, I'm getting tired of hearing that the Giants owe people anything aside from the dollar amount on the contract. Don't watch a team lose because the office owes players loyalty regardless of performance. Trade them now. Okay, so that was the that was the entire text that I actually read instead of just that second part. By the way, have you looked at what they got for Will Smith or who they traded away? Andrew Susak, backup catcher, and some other player I'd never even heard of. And Will Smith ended up having Tommy John in a season that was lost, so we didn't really pay attention to him. So if you get a solid haul for Will Smith, you could basically say, oh, they took Andrew Susak, got him for a reliever, and flipped him for better prospects. If they could get a good haul for him after what he did last night in whatever happens in the next 12 days, then you're going to look at it like, damn, That was a hell of a trade they made back when they got him in 2017. From the 707 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, if we still had Luis Castillo and Brian Reynolds, we would be buyers. Yeah, shout out to the NL Central. Brian Reynolds and Luis Castillo are damn good, but I wonder if they're going to sell Luis Castillo. Wherever Luis Castillo would go, he'd make an impact too. These starting pitchers are at a premium right now, and it seems like there are a lot of good ones on teams that really aren't contenders, but you also don't know what can happen in the National League because it's so damn close. Like especially a lot of A's fans seeing their own record and seeing how high up they are in the standings, it's amazing that the Giants are just like, what, three teams back now of the wild card, even, or 2.5 games back, whatever it is, even though they don't have that good of a record. It just shows where the NL is at. You really don't know what's going to happen. You really don't know what's going to happen. All right, I'm going to continue to discuss this on the other side. Plus, I'm going to play some sound from Bruce Bochy, who joined Damon yesterday, and then maybe even some sound from Mike Florio, who had some interesting comments regarding the Niners. Probably won't get to that, but he also was on yesterday, so I don't want to just play it next week, or else we will recycle that for next week. But Joe Girardi came on. Could that be the next Giants manager? I don't know. Stephen Langford in with you, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagadakis.
Pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for golden mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. Just before the Giants played, I hope you all saw the Top Gun trailer. Top Gun Maverick. I had my skepticism because it is a reboot, and I have skepticism about most of them, but it looks sick. That's all I can tell you is it looks sick. And I didn't really think about it, but it hasn't been made since 1986, and there really hasn't been a movie really that's great about like the Air Force and all that sort of stuff. So I'm stoked to see it, and I know Tom Cruise, he does all his stunts. Does all his own stunts, I think. He at least broke his foot shooting Miss Impossible, and he's like 50. And I also hope he beats up Justin Bieber. If that fight actually happens, I'll pay for it. As I just go off on a rant here, I do want to reset about one of the best Giants games we've seen this season because of the situation that they were in, that both teams were in. Both had aces. Both had Bumgarner. Both had Syndergaard, who were just dueling it out. And these offenses, they wanted to win it for them. And also these pitchers, too, that were in relief. They didn't want to let these guys really get on base. But in the top of the 16th, Pete Alonso hits a shot, makes it 2-1, and then Crawford does this.
And another 3-2 pitch. Driven to left. Hit well. It is off the bottom of the wall. This game is tied. Crawford's got a double. Absolutely terrific at bat.
So Brandon Crawford ties the game. And I'm going to play the long one here as the Mets decided to bring in their infielder because what other choice did they have except just to stack up the infield? Bases were loaded. They knew that they had to just get a stop somewhere. If the ball was hit anywhere in the outfield, they were probably going to lose it. So all Donovan Solano really had to do was just hit a pop-up to left field and instead decided just to hit a ground ball or line drive, whatever you want to call that one. It's halfway in between, but he manages to find a hole when there were five infielders in there.
Now the Mets are going to pull in an outfielder. It's going to be J.D. Davis, who's going to play at the second base position. McNeil will move over towards the shortstop position. Rosario will play in the hole. And Solano is going to step up.
Base hit! And this game is over!
they just keep on doing it. That shot right under the glove of Alonzo. And the Mets score one in the 16th, and the Giants score two.
So a lot of grinding at bats, a lot of great defense. This has been a great baseball game. And in the end, it was Donovan Solano who has been hot, and he takes that hot streak into a money at bat, and he delivers, and Alonzo cannot get the glove on it, and the Giants go home a winner.
As I go to the Chilton Auto Body Prove Me Wrong text line, 95795 from the 510, pretty sure it's not a reboot, it's a sequel. All right, I'm not going to apologize for that one. It's not a reboot, it's a sequel. Okay, fine, 510, it's a sequel, not a reboot. Either way, all these sequels and reboots that they're making right now, it's 5:38 in the morning. And the sequels and reboots, yeah, I'm skeptical about them every single time. But I will apologize for this one from the 408. Top Gun was the Navy. I called it the Air Force. That's wrong. So my bad. Chilton Auto Body Prove Me Wrong text line 95795 if you want to prove me wrong on anything, because I tend to say a lot of wrong things. It's okay to be wrong every once in a while. We live in a society where we're just not okay with people being right about every single thing. It's okay to be wrong sometimes, people, especially about something like that. Now, maybe not. Maybe some people find it offensive that I called it the Air Force, that I called it a movie about the Air Force, but whatever. It's just some things, man. Just some things. But Bumgarner spoke after the game, and the thing that was looming was the trade deadline. And it's just been a up-and-down situation as the Giants have been winning. This is the toughest winning streak that they've been on. What did the MLB Network host call it? It was after they swept the series against the Rockies. The host called it, like, the worst winning streak in baseball history or something like that, because it's just so hard for anyone to analyze right now. Could they make a playoff push? It's an easy answer to say no, and it's much harder to say yes, but this team is making those people who are easily saying no possibly change their mind. But here's Madison Bumgarner after the game talking about the trade rumors.
Are you less worried, less conscious about a trade given the way the team's playing?
I don't give a f-. Well, I'm here to win games for this team, and that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Madison, that being said, the trade stuff, I mean, at any point tonight, do you take a step back that this is your final homestand? What that moment was like?
No, I'm trying to win games for the Giants, and we're trying to get into the postseason.
So he says we are trying to get into the postseason, and also
I don't give a f-.
Now, that's interesting. That's not a guy who's A, thinking about the trade deadline, and B, legitimately thinks that this Giants team has a shot to make the postseason. That's really what I gathered from that. And the guy has just had that attitude since he's been here, and it's been something that really you don't see much from players. Especially from what we've seen here in the Bay Area. You wish, like, a champion, maybe like Kevin Durant, would have this attitude, when really he does. He may say something like that in a press conference, but in reality, you see what he does on social media and whatnot. You see what he does there. You don't see this from athletes all that often.
I don't give a
It's just the attitude that he's had. From the 415 on the Chilton Autobody text line. How about the new Jane Silent Bob trailer? I guess sequel. Dude from the Sunset. Sunset Dude. I haven't seen that one yet. I need to, though. And then from the 925 on the Chilton Autobody text line. Coming from a film major, it's both a reboot of the franchise as well as a sequel. Quote unquote reboot. Really, it all stems from my annoyance with Space Jam 2 and the fact that my childhood movie, my favorite one, is going to get made into a reboot, sequel, whatever you want to call it. Not a fan. Don't care who's in it. Don't care if don't care if Clay, Dame Lillard, who said he's not going to have a cameo in it, don't care. Not looking forward to it. Brian Kenny, though, was on the station yesterday, and he had an interesting take on the Giants. Take a listen.
5-6 years ago, there was real wisdom in tear it down. Tear it all the way down. Don't spend any money on anybody you don't have to, and build from there. But now that so many teams are doing it, most clubs now have a better ability to spring from the middle class than they used to be. You can't have 15 rebuilding teams and think, oh, now we're going to be able to rebuild and everything's going to work out great. Maybe, maybe not. Not when the rest of the league is doing it. So I think that gives them, you know, a few different options here that we wouldn't have thought of even 3, 4, 5 years ago.
From the 925 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, so the Giants win a ball game on an error and now we're going to win the World Series? Yes. Yes, they're going to win the World Series. No. Look, if you're a fan and you think that, then you have the right to totally just disparage that person, criticize them, whatever, call them delusional, call them whatever you want. But, well, not whatever you want. But when you have a guy like Bumgarner who says stuff like this.
You know, we got a lot of veterans, a lot of guys that's been there before. If we manage to keep this going and sneak in, I don't think anybody's going to want to match up against us.
When he has that attitude on a team and in a sport where tanking seems to be a thing, and you want it, like, you look at the Astros, look at the Cubs, you lose for 4 or 5 years, and then you become winners and contenders for the next 10, and you see this Giants team and a guy who's the leader on the team who has the confidence right now, and when there are some fans out there who really are thinking playoffs now, and you see your athletes and they have that attitude that they're not going out there just to lose or they're just playing another game, I think that's just validating to some people. That's all I'm kind of saying. And from the 707, I'm trying to draw opposites to Bumgarner and Durant. Madison becoming the Durant of baseball. Where's he going? Where's he going? No, it's not. Well, maybe like that. Maybe like that. And also from the 925, oh, gosh. People from college texting in on the text line with the old, oh, God, the old nickname. The old nickname. Don't want that. Don't want that. Bruce Bochy, he joined Joe Lowendib, or not Joe Lowendib, sorry about that. He joined Damon Bruce yesterday, and he talked about Madison Bumgarner. Take a listen.
I don't know what's going to happen, and and I have no reason to think anything's going to happen. I'm not thinking about that, and I don't think, and, you know, I can't say for sure, you know, where Bum's head is at. Well, I can say this. I know where it's at as far as his team. He's as excited as the rest of those guys about how we're playing and where we're at and the fact that, you know, we have climbed back into this thing. So his focus is going to be doing all he can to go out there and be the a good club that's, that has a really good pitcher going tonight, by the way, center guard. So we got our hands full, but that's where his focus is going to be. And, you know, this man I love, I've talked about him, you know, what he's done here for me, for the organization, for everybody helping us win championships. You know, those are things that I'll reflect back later on. But, you know, he's done so much for us. So I still enjoy watching him pitch. I'm going to enjoy this matchup tonight.
So, Bochy, Bumgarner, these guys aren't thinking about any of this trade deadline stuff when we all are. So I want to get your thoughts on it. 888-957-9570. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Where were you at the start of the season compared to where you're at now? I'm going to assume that everyone was at the point where they're just saying, oh, this team's got nothing going. 74 wins. That's the over-under. They might hit the over, probably not. They're maybe going to get the under. And then they go on this run in July. And I want to go through the standings a little bit as I'm doing this again because I can't stop. I just can't stop looking at it since every team is so close. And I want you to understand, if you're a fan from the outside, if you're just a baseball fan and you are looking at it like, why do Giants fans think they even have a shot? Well, right now they're 48-49, and that puts them in the fourth wild card spot right now. Puts them in the fourth wild card spot. Now, if you were 48-49 in the American League, you'd be probably, if you put just any teams in the National Leagues down there, you'd be fifth right now. And so it's just so close. And if this team continues to produce, then there's no reason why you don't think that they shouldn't make the wild card. Chilton Autobody text line 95795. If you think that the Giants can actually make a run while still selling Bumgarner and Will Smith, that is still an option. You can also sell off Sam Dyson and Tony Watson. Those guys could go too, although you might not get as big of a haul for them. But still, with this lineup right now and the way they're performing, it's giving you a little bit of hope that they can sell and maybe make a run, because teams in the National League aren't all that great. Colorado, 46-50. San Diego, 46-50. Pittsburgh, 45-50. The teams above them, the Diamondbacks, are 49-48. They're only a game behind the Diamondbacks in the wild card. 50-47, Philadelphia, 49-46, St. Louis. And you look at the top three teams for the American League, 53-44, 50-46, 50-48. They'd be a little farther out right now. So I don't consider it to be really delusion so much that you can think, maybe this team has a shot after seeing what they're doing right now, and they are playing for Bochy. That's what was apparent last night. Both teams were playing for each pitcher. Both teams were playing for their guys, for Syndergaard, for Bumgarner, who could possibly be gone after that last game. But the Giants had that little extra edge because they were also playing for Bochy, too. They were also playing for Bochy, too. Here's Bruce Bochy from the Damon Bruce Show talking about that recent hot streak.
I just love the vibe, the mood, the tempo, the spirit of the club right now. A lot of confidence. And that comes with winning, no getting around it. The fact that, you know, we have kind of played our way back into this wild card thing, sure, it's done a lot for the whole club. And we're better than what we were the first half. Now, to stay on this pace, sure, that's going to be hard. But it should be a much better pace than what happened the first half.
They are better right now. And that's just because they put a totally different offense out there. They've still had the same pitching, and you get guys like Samardzija, in whose last three starts, he has under a 2 ERA when he's averaging over 7 innings. And these dudes who aren't performing, they have been, including Bumgarner and Will Smith. Now, trading them would be sad because of what they've been doing, but also you could get a haul, and if these guys continue to produce, like the Brandon Crawfords, like the Buster Posey's, who's actually been pretty good of late, like the Alex Dickersons, who's just been an outstanding outfielder for them, maybe like Mike Yastrzemski, who was possibly going to get optioned on Sunday, could these guys still produce, and could they still contend for a wild card even if you are a seller? That's all I'm wondering. From the 206 on the Chilton Autobody text line, look at how many prospects the Astros and Braves have in the top 100. If the Giants have an opportunity to get one or two from each team, you got to do it. And I'm with you, because that's where I'm at. If I'm just going to give a take and I'm not really going to just continue to throw out questions, I still think they should be sellers, because what you can get for Bumgarner after what he did last night, going 9 innings worth 5 hits and 6 strikeouts, I think he proved that any team could use him. That's a playoff contender right now. That's a for sure playoff contender right now. And the Braves are the team that I'm going for. I think that they got plenty of outfielders, which are prospects that I'm looking at. If they can get any of their top 5 prospects, like an outfielder from them, we already got Elio Ramos and Hunter Bishop on the come up. Joey Bart performing in San Jose, by the way. I'll pull up those stats for you in a sec. But if you can somehow manage to get these guys and mortgage an outfield for the future, then I think that in the long haul, it would be worth it. And it'd be fun to see them also make a playoff run in their wild card, but also it wouldn't be a for sure thing, because if you say you go to the wild card game and you win the wild card game, you're obviously not winning the West. You'd have to face the Dodgers at some point. And I don't know if the Giants can beat the Dodgers. I know they can't beat the Dodgers in a 5 or 7 game series. It's hard to say any team can right now. From the 415 on the Chilton Autobody text line, I think if the Giants trade Bumgarner, they will never win a championship ever again. Shout out 415. Absolutes. Love it. From the 707 on the Chilton Autobody text line. Isn't that all relative, though? Because if they were in a different league, give me play, different teams, do you have no idea where they would be? Nacho, that's true. That's true, but I'm also, like, a lot of American League, I don't think a lot of American League fans realize just how bad the National League is right now. That's kind of the point I was going with. But from the 707, the Giants need Mad Bum to go deep in the playoffs if they make it, which I believe they will. Hottest team in baseball as of right now. Would you want them to go deep in the playoffs, though? Say you don't really get much for a guy like Bumgarner or Will Smith, and you still have him, and say you just go to the playoffs, then, you know, you lose, and you're done in the division series. Then in the future, you're sitting there like, damn, they really just didn't do anything. I mean, would you want that? Or do you really just want to see a run and you think playoffs are worth it in the moment? If you're not a big picture thinker when it comes to baseball, then that I totally understand that mindset and I respect it. But I also realize that, especially now, when you see what the Astros have done, when you see what the Cubs have done, they were losing for 4 or 5 years, but now look where they're at. Now look where they're at. And personally, as a fan, I'd want to be where they're at in 3 or 5 years. And I came to terms with it a while ago that maybe this would be a losing season and the next couple of years wouldn't look too pretty. From the 510 on the Chilton Autobody text line, who goes to playoffs to lose? Nobody. But I also think you shouldn't get your hopes up that they could win a World Series if they make it to the playoffs just because of how good the Dodgers are. You'd have to face the Dodgers are going to be in that championship series. They're going to be in that National League pennant. And I don't know if any team in the National League right now can beat them. I don't know if any National League team can beat them. Here's Bruce Bochy. He was on with Damon yesterday. I want to continue to play some of his interview. He talked about being a Hall of Famer.
You're honored to hear things like that, but you look at the Hall of Fame. I mean, I got Willie Mays in here every day in the club. That's a Hall of Famer. So, you know, and McCovey, before he passed, he was here almost every day. So those are the guys that I think about.
So thankful for Bumgarner for him being here. He just shifted the entire outlook of this team in 2010, 2012, 2014. I mean, they didn't win the National League West until, 2014 they won that? Or no, they won the National League West in 2010, 2012, then won the wild card in 2014. And in 2014, they were down, man. They were down. From the 510 on the Chilton Autobody text line, it's good to be hot right now, but September is the time to be hot, which I don't see the Giants sustaining. If they're smart, they trade Mad Bum. Yeah, we also got to remember there's 2 months left into the season. And that's also why I'm interested in seeing where the A's are at, too. That September, they got 16 games with no days off in a row. And I still think they should win the West, and they could possibly win the West, and you never know what can happen in September. September baseball is something to behold. From the 619 on the Chilton Autobody text line, Giants need to include Melanson or Belt in a Bumgarner trade to clear their contracts. Yeah, but it's like, who would be willing to take those on right now? In this just offensive, what seems like an offensive juggernaut right now in the month of July as they're leading baseball in home runs, runs, RBIs, Brandon Belt really hasn't been all that impressive in this run. So it's just a wonder of whether guys would really want to take on those contracts. And so it's just, but this 510 texter put it perfectly, though. It's good to be hot right now, but September is the time to be hot. And that's just the truth. You don't know what's going to happen in these next couple of months. Just wondering what they're going to do. It's something that I can't really wrap my head around. I still think they're going to be sellers. Still think that the Braves are the best candidate. Although we did see a report yesterday that the Phillies are in talks with them. I don't know if they can get a player from the Phillies, like an actual big league ready guy. I mean, who knows? The Phillies and Gene Segura aren't doing too well. He's a utility player. Maybe they could use him. But what they could get for Bumgarner right now, and seeing the report from Jim Bowden on The Athletic, which I read earlier, which I realize I haven't read in a while, but he says if the Giants do trade any of their 4 best trade assets, they'll only do so because the return was so significant and their future so much brighter that they felt they had to make the deals. So you know Farhan is not going to get duped here. He's going to say, hey, look at what my guy Bumgarner's been doing. He just went 9 innings, which you don't see from pitchers anymore, by the way. You might see eight, but you rarely see nine anymore. You don't see nine, and especially going nine, throwing 94 pitches. You don't see that anymore. So Farhan's like, look, I got my guys here. Will Smith, he's been a little cold as of late, but he's still 23 for 26 in save opportunities, and he can get it done. So look what these guys are. I want a haul for him. I want some. And I think if you are of the opinion that the Giants should be sellers, then that should give you some hope that they could get a lot. And that's why I also think the Braves are in contention, because they do have the top five minor league system in baseball. From the 510 on the Chilton Autobody text line, KD was the Giants' curse. You see that? Since KD left the Bay, what would the record be now? I think the graphic came out before the game yesterday. I think they were 16-2 since KD left the Bay. If you want to go for that, then fine. That's just a stretch. That's a stretch to go out there. Man, Kevin Durant can't catch a break out here. But hey, when you do that, and what he's sort of, when he disrespected what it feels like he did, disrespected the god Steph Curry, when he flew and made his decision before Steph Curry even landed from his flight. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. All right, we got a big show for you today on Joe Lo and Dibs. Terrell Owens at 8:30. I repeat, Terrell Owens at 8:30, and also Rob Nen at 9:30. Damn, John Curley. Booking the good guests, booking the major hitters here, except Rob Nen, who is a pitcher, but, you know. Still, Terrell Owens at 8:30 and Rob Nen at 9:30. I'm curious to hear Rob Nen's thoughts on Bruce Bochy, Madison Bumgarner, and all that's surrounding the Giants right now. Joe Lo and Dibs coming up. Thanks for hanging out with me all week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.